Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I said to a friend of mine, take care. He said, no, Calloway, take risks. Bill Kapitanyuk is one who risked everything to smuggle Bibles into the Soviet Union. After the Iron Curtain fell, communism's oppression had left its people without hope. Bibles were scarce. People were starving for the truth. So Bill had a dream. He prayed, and God answered. He was offered a building in Lutsk, Ukraine, where he could set up a printing press. But he needed one little detail, money. So he kept praying. A letter arrived. Bill's jaw dropped. Last night, it said, God told me to give you $1 million. Wow. The precise amount Bill needed to set up a printing press. This became the first printing press in the former Soviet Union, run by Christians. But when the equipment was set up, Bill realized he had overlooked one small detail. The paper was on huge rolls, and the printing press was a sheet-fed machine. He needed a paper cutter to slice the rolls into sheets to be fed through the press. Bill was told that a 20-year-old machine would cost $50,000. Too much, he thought. But a new paper cutter was $250,000. Way too much. But where would he get 50 grand? Bill called a contact in Australia, Ron Vogt, and explained the situation. Ron had an idea, but needed Bill to fly to Australia. So Bill flew to London, and about to fly to Sydney, he was asked, "Where's your visa to Australia?" "I didn't know a Canadian citizen needed a visa to visit another Commonwealth country," said Bill. "Oh yes," said the attendant, "everyone needs a visa." So Bill went to the Australian embassy and filled out a questionnaire. Under motive for traveling, Bill wrote, "Church business." The agent said, "In church business, you'll have to wait 6 weeks for a visa." 6 weeks? Bill called Ron. "I'm sorry," said Ron. "I forgot to tell you. If you applied as a tourist, you would have had your visa in 3 hours. Bill was frustrated. "God, you've let me down. The people need Bibles. I need that paper cutter." Bill returned to Ukraine, frustrated and dejected. Arriving at the print shop, Bill was told, "Someone wants to sell us a new paper cutter." But the machine was beautiful. His heart fell. Bill knew what they sold for, $250,000, and he only had $2,000, the refund for his ticket to Australia. "How much do you want?" Bill asked, bracing himself. The man said, "I'll sell it to you for $2,000. The whole time, Bill thought God had let him down. He had been twisting God's arm to get him an old paper cutter for $50,000 when God had a brand new one for $2,000. After that experience, said Bill, I resolved to never doubt God's leading or allow unbelief to dominate my life, even in times when things don't make sense. Maybe you're in one of those times right now. Maybe nothing makes sense. God hasn't come through for you like you hoped. You can't see the way forward. Are you discouraged? What if God is truly working to bring all this together for good? What if He has a better outcome than even you could possibly imagine? Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says this, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your paths straight." Today, Bill lives in Canada with his wife, Stella. He's 90 years young, and he may retire when he gets old. But for now, he travels and speaks about what God is doing in the former Soviet Union and in the hearts of those who trust Him. As for the printing press in Ukraine, to date, it has printed more than 14 million Bibles and other pieces of Christian literature. Ask Bill about it. He'll smile and say, "To God be the glory for the things He has done."
Here at Laugh Again, we combine humor with a deeper purpose. As one listener wrote, "Phil, I love your humor and the truths you beautifully incorporate into your stories. This ministry centers on sharing the hope, joy, and truth of Jesus. Our goal isn't just laughs, but turning hearts towards the only one who can wipe our tears for good. Want to join this mission? Support us with a financial gift today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.